We're going to do a fun workshop now that will help connect the dots to some of the spiritual lessons we've learned in Kabbalah 1. Take out a blank sheet of paper and fold it in half, or draw a line right down the middle. I want you to think first of dreams you have, desires you have that are unfulfilled, aspirations you have. Try to think right now, what is something that you want? What comes to your mind as I ask you that question? Write down the first three things that come to your mind right here on the left side of your paper. Now, on the right side, without thinking too much, what are three reactive behaviors or tikkuns you've identified throughout this course? Just whatever comes to your mind. Three areas that you know you might be blocked, you want to work on, you want to transform. You've gone through some challenges, you've learned these lessons, and you realize, wow, I'm this kind of a person or that kind of a person. Or you see these reactive traits coming up. Write down the first three that come to your mind on the right side of the page. Now, this workshop is powerful because of its simplicity. The Kabbalists share that deep down inside, we all know what's blocking us. And not only on a soul level do we know what's blocking us, we know what it's blocking. Every time we open up some kind of negativity, transform something about ourselves, transform another layer of our reactive behavior, transform another layer of our tikkun, we actually unblock a different part of our life in terms of our desires to be fulfilled. If it's a blockage that you have with prosperity or relationships, those blockages will be unblocked once we transform ourselves internally. And sometimes it's interesting to know that a certain reactive behavior is actually the cause of why I'm not fulfilled in a certain part of my life. Your soul, without you realizing, gave you a message. What you wrote down as your reactive behavior corresponds to what you wrote down as your desire. For example, reactive behavior number one that you wrote down is what's actually blocking you in desire number one. Reactive behavior number two that you wrote down is what's blocking you in desire or dream number two. And so it is with number three. Each part of our selfish, reactive nature, each aspect of our tikkun, whether we realize it or not, is creating some form of energetic blockage in desires that we have. Sometimes we wonder why we're stuck in a certain area. We can't make a breakthrough. We actually just focus on all our good qualities and say, hey, look how good I am. I have these five amazing qualities. Why isn't this happening? Because it's often that sixth quality you're not looking at that you might be blind in that's creating the blockage in your fulfillment. Use this exercise as communication from your soul to your body. Your soul is trying to tell you something.